is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King. We're 6 days away from the deadline to avoid a government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed a two-step temporary measure. Bloomberg congressional reporter Eric Wasson tells us there wasn't support for one provision.
Israel aid was not attached to this. Speaker Johnson put forward a $14 billion Israel aid package and combined it with cuts to Internal Revenue Service tax enforcement. Democrats opposed that, saying that just helps wealthy tax cheats. So that's created a standoff there in Israel aid. There was some thought this would be packaged to get into this stopgap bill, but that's not in there. Instead, the speaker's looking to have a separate fight about Israel and a separate additional fight about Ukraine aid that he wants to attach to those immigration changes.
The White House calls it a recipe for more, quote, chaos and shutdowns. Senate Democratic leadership aide tells CBS News it's a good thing the speaker didn't include unnecessary cuts. Israel denies a Palestinian claim that it is surrounded and cut off Gaza's main hospital. Army spokesman Daniel Hagari.
The east side of the hospital is open for the safe pass of Gazans who wish to leave the hospital. We're speaking directly and regularly with the hospital staff.
Israel says that hospital is also a front for Hamas operations. There have been pauses in the fighting so people can leave the north, but there are calls for more than that. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
At a summit in Saudi Arabia over the conflict, Arab and Islamic leaders called for an immediate ceasefire. Israel has said that would not happen until all hostages are released.
There have been protests here, for example, at the president's house in Delaware and abroad as well. The BBC's Charlotte Gallagher says things got ugly at a large demonstration in London.
They're saying it's not one cohesive group that was organized to come down into central London today. It was a collection of people with far-right beliefs. They say some missiles, such as bottles, were thrown at police officers, and police officers faced significant aggression. But the counter-protesters really have been dwarfed in number by the number of marches for a ceasefire.
News organizations aren't the only ones who want former President Trump's federal criminal trial to be televised. He wants it, too.
He said, sir, do you want a trial with or without cameras? Now, most people would say without. I say the opposite. I want this trial to be seen by everybody in the world.
He spoke to supporters in Claremont, New Hampshire. And President Biden spoke today at Arlington National Cemetery for Veterans Day.
Once again, bear witness to the great deeds of a noble few who risked everything, to give us a better future.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Did you know?
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here. All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber, most trusted in real estate. Buy or sell your next home and move to Madison and check out movetomadison.com. We're going to do a double dip right now with work on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Its coils around.